Welcome, Phil Shishi, and thank you for joining us. One of the most dramatic episodes in this week's Parsha, a Parsha packed with drama and full with all kinds of stories and all kinds of accounts and all kinds of narrative with enduring relevance. Stories that change the destiny of Klal Yisrael, literally. Rav Moshe Mizrachi in his Sefer, Berachas Moshe on Musa, says the insight, the psychological insight displayed by Kalev in this week's Parsha is worthy of study, and anybody who expects or anticipates or hopes to influence or communicate with other people in whatever capacity has to take a moment to understand the story. The people were bemoaning, they were clucking, they were wailing, what's going to be? We can't go to Eretz Yisrael, it's terrible. The Moroccan came back and they gave this report, and there was widespread hysteria and disappointment. Whenever, we can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Vayahas Kalev. What did Kalev do? He shushed everybody, he quieted everybody down. And he said, shh, listen. And Chazal explained what he did. He got everybody quiet. He said, is this all that Moshe Rabbeinu did bad to us? Is this just, there's a whole litany of things that Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong. And he jumps up and says, this is the extent of it? I'm going to tell you more. Did he not split for us the Yamsuf? Did he not bring us down the Man? Did he not pile, generate the Esamakas and stand before power for us? And instead of complaining about Moshe Rabbeinu, he started to say all the wonderful things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, effectively citing the other arguments. Kalev from Shevet Yehuda, the Midah of Malchus, the Midah of the courage to jump in, like you see again and again in the Torah, of Yehuda taking a rise, of later Nachshon jumping into the sea, heads to that the Rav Moshe what Kalev did. Kalev did something phenomenal. Rav Moshe compares it to a din in halacha. The Chazal say in his Pratan Shulchan Aruch, Aidi the Tridi, the Miflat Leibali, something which is busy giving out, can't take it. Lamasha, you have a pot, and you have to kasha the pot because it has bleus of something not kosher in it. When you put it in hot water, what happens is the bleus come out. The forbidden taste, the traces of chametz or whatever it is, go out. At that same time, it can't take in. If it's giving out, it can't ingest. Well, when you're salting meat, the Gemara says, Achulin, if you're salting meat, so the blood is flowing out, you can't passel the meat at that time because it can't take out. It's busy giving out, it can't take in. When a person has an idea in their head, Rav Moshe says, you really can't do anything to shake them out of that idea. They're not hearing you. They're not hearing you. They're convinced that they're right. That one such from my rabbi, just in brackets, the Mishnah says, Al teratzes chaveri b'shas kasai. Mishnah says in Elvis in Perek Dal, don't try to calm your friend down when he's angry. When someone's angry about something, don't try to placate him. So my rabbi said, what's the bar? So you go through the Mishnah there. Really, everything in that Mishnah is the same, but we'll use an example. In that same Mishnah, it says, Al tishalei b'shas nedrei. If a friend, somebody makes a nedrei, he says, I'm never drinking water again. And you go to him and you say, even if it's going to be a hot day, even if it's a hot day, even if you play basketball, even if I play basketball, even if you're... So you're an idiot if you do that, because what you did is you stole his Pesach. A person could have waited a few days till they calmed down and the heat, you know, settled down. And then you say, what about if you're hot? Oh, if I'm hot, I didn't mean. If I play ball, I don't mean. But by asking them right away, you stole their right to have Pesach. It's really, really a nasty thing to do. So Rabbi said, Atratzes chaverim shas kase means... You're going to have the words that you're going to use, have the opportunity and have the power and have the ability to calm him down. But if you say them too quickly, then you weaken them. Because if right when he's angry about something, you tell him that comforting thought, he's not ready to hear it now. So then when you say them, the words are already devoid of meaning. You strip them of your relevance. You strip them of their power because you use them too soon. The person who can hear, can hear. What did Kalev do? Zakhtar Bach Madcha, Vayas Kalev, you know what he did? He joined their plita. He joined their pouring out. They were in a matzah that Moshe Rabbeinu is bad. Moshe Rabbeinu is terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu is the cause of all our ills. You know how he beat them? He didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu is a tzaddik. He said, I'm joining you so then they can hear you because you're on their team. You're saying the same thing. You're saying what they want you to say. A genius. He crept into their communication by being part of them. And then when he had their attention, he was able to seize that little crack that he opened and say the emes. It's the kayach of a mechanech, it's the kayach of a leader, it's the kayach of Shevet Yehuda, and it's the kayach that allowed Kalev and Yeshua to survive the atzas meraglim and be zeichet to have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos.